This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by The Station. The Station is downtown Dixon's premier event venue. Located inside historic Mulberry Mill, The Station is a perfect space for a wedding or reception, birthday party or baby shower, conference or class, photo or video shoot, and even a live music performance. Just a quick 45-minute commute from Nashville, Clarksville, and Columbia, The Station provides your guests with a classy and convenient experience in the heart of downtown Dixon's up-and-coming environment. To book your next event, please contact Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or email her at events@mulberrymilldixon.com.
So I did a video at the beginning of COVID, but just been around just a few months, right when the shutdowns and everybody was panicking and everything. And I agree with what I said then, and I think I kind of hit the nail on the head at that point. As I said, if you really step back, and I really, when I was in college, I did my first philosophy class. Ever since then, I've just loved the topics about what's real, what's not real, what makes up life, the physics of this world, the spiritual aspect of this world. It's a lot of really interesting stuff. And the conclusion you come to is that there is an energy, an intelligence, a wisdom much greater than us that makes all this work, right? Mm-hmm. Especially inside the human being. There's something far greater than us that makes all this stuff work. And the reality is no, we don't talk about it. Mm-hmm. It's not talked about. It's not talked about in healthcare. It's not talked about with wellness. I think that's why I'm so passionate about what we do and have done in our office, is that what I do is help people's get reattached, reconnected to that innate intelligence mm-hmm. that makes things work. And so the video that I ran at that point is I said, look, here we are, you know, facing this pandemic. And so where are we going to put our trust? Where are we going to put our faith? Are we going to put it into the spark of life at sperm and egg, that there's actually light that is that comes out of that connection, that develops that baby, that creates this nervous system, that makes a tree grow from an acorn, that creates all the winds, the seasons, all of that is from the intelligence mm-hmm. that makes everything work. It's been here forever. It makes it all work. It always will be. It heals our cuts. It heals our cancers. It heals our infections. There is something amazing about that. And we discount it completely. We put no faith in it. We give no trust to it. We give no discussion about it. We are completely, at this point, taught that the only way to survive, the only way to be healthy, the only way to get through this life is you need to take external man-made mm-hmm. artificial chemicals to get through it. Mm-hmm. So if you have a headache, the answer is to take Tylenol or aspirin. Mm-hmm. If you get an ear infection, the answer is an antibiotic. If you're sad, the answer is an antidepressant. The answer all the time is that something outside of your body that's not natural from your body that was man-made is far superior to this universal innate intelligence, mm-hmm. call it God, call it whatever you want to call it, it's far superior. And the reality is that it fails over and over and over and over again. But as we talked about, there's not much to gain in eating healthy, stretching and exercising, getting your adjustments, using natural products like the cannabis plant or anything else, just like we talked about with zinc and vitamin C and these types of things, that was super effective in people. Mm-hmm. But it also blends right into, you know, tapping into what's real about this world that we live in, which is that there's something greater than us, and we need to tap into that a whole lot more, which is what our healthcare and life has been dedicated to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the whole point. I mean, just look at what they're trying to do. They're trying to pull God out of everything. Now, like you said, whatever God may be, you know, they're trying to play God at this point, to where they're trying to form this narrative, as you were saying, is that You have no control over your health. Everything just happens because it happens, but we're here to save you. Yep. We're here to save you with this little pill, or this big pill, or this entourage of pills, you know.
Or this vaccine.
Yeah, or this vaccine that has been proven does not work. And the effectiveness drops significantly after 3 to 6 months. Significantly, which is why you look at the vaccine card. No wonder it's got 8, 9, 10 blanks on it. They already, this wasn't just a little card with one or two shots. They knew that there was going to be booster after booster after booster after booster. And it's not even a vaccine. It's gene therapy, because the FDA approved Pfizer's, but Scott Gottlieb was on the board of the FDA, or he was a commissioner for the FDA, and then he jumped on the Pfizer board. That's the only fucking reason that it was approved, you know, that quickly, especially. So you're absolutely right. There is, and as Nikola Tesla always said, everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. That's all everything breaks down to.
For sure.
And even when you break down, if you look at life like that, you can break down all diseases and realize that it's dis-ease with God or with nature. Like there's just has to be some sort of adjustment, whether that be through what you're eating or not eating or consuming, you know, the exercise. Alignment of your body, exactly, exercise, getting these dopamine and serotonin chemicals to float through your body to really energize your spirit, and that those happy chemicals that are unfortunately numbed. You know, the solution right now is to numb the pain, you know, well, and to make you forget about it.
So something that I've taught my entire career, and it never changes, the answers are always the same, and it's 100% accurate, is exactly what you were just talking about. You said dis-ease. But I used to do classes in my office all the time, and now I don't do them as much. I do on the radio show and stuff, but one of the questions I always asked all of my patients, all the people that trusted me for advice, I would say, how do you define health? I just ask, how do you define it? How do you know if you're healthy or not? And across the board, I would get a variety of answers of, well, it's when you feel good. It's when you can get up and go to work. It's when your labs turn out right. It's all these different things. And ultimately, if I took all the definitions that everybody said, it boiled down to it's when you feel good. We are taught that health is when you feel good, period. That's it. But the problem with that, what I teach about that, is that if your only goal is I want to feel good, because that's what health is, I just want to feel good, then when you feel bad, your only objective is to feel good, which is what leads towards a quick fix, like mm-hmm. a Tylenol or drug or medication or whatever, because that will make me feel good. As soon as I feel good, I've achieved health, because health is just when you feel good. You can look it up in the dictionary. That's not even the definition of health. The dictionary even has it right. It says that health is when you function at your highest, or function at 100%. And it says mind, body, being, whatever. But that's where this conversation is going, is what is it that makes us function better? Hmm. Not what is it that makes us feel better. Feel better is dangerous. You know, mm-hmm. if your kid gets a fever and all you want him to do is feel better, well, you can give him Tylenol. But that's been proven that's not effective. That they're,
so bad for you.
Their immune system is actually working really effectively. That's why they have the fever. So when you give them the Tylenol or the Motrin, it lowers the fever. You stop their immune system. They have a tendency to get sick longer and repeat those sicknesses. So you ask the question is, well, okay, what do I need to do to help my child function better? Well, that's where these natural things come in, and it even helps you on your day-to-day decisions. If you're sitting there and you're like, okay, well, my goal today is I just want to feel good. Well, feeling good may be sitting on the couch eating Doritos and mm-hmm. drinking some beers and maybe smoking some pot that mm-hmm. night, right? Does all that help you function better? Absolutely not. You're functioning worse from that. And if that's your day-to-day-to-day, then all of a sudden your body begins to break down, so you start to feel worse. So you do more things to make yourself feel better. You go get prescription meds and whatever. It's just this game you're chasing the mirage of I want to feel better, instead of saying, okay, I'm less concerned about how I feel. I'm more concerned about how I function. If you want to function well, then you're not going to sit on the couch. You're going to go do yoga or stretch or go for a walk. You're going to eat a salad or a chicken, lean chicken breast instead. You're going to get your chiropractic care, you know, once a week or once a month. You're going to get a massage. You're going to take your supplements. You're going to use hemp instead of, you know, a prescription. That's what this ultimately is all about. And then you say you want to even go to like the vaccines and stuff like that. Is that making your body function better or worse? Well, if you look at the ingredients, all the toxins that are in there, it's making your body function worse, which is where these statistics come from. More vaccines, more problems you have. There was studies years ago, 20 plus years ago, just about the flu vaccine, and that the repetition of the flu vaccine was linked to an increase in Alzheimer's later on. So there's a negative effect to all this stuff. And then you start looking and you say, well, viruses have been around forever. They're part of our life. They're on our body, in our intestines all the time. Same with bacteria. So in the past, what they did is they every time you had a bacteria infection, you kill the bacteria. It's always a war. We got to fight the war, fight the bacteria. So they gave all these antibiotics. Well, guess what? That developed all these gut problems that people have now because it killed all their their bacteria that were in their body. It's the same with viruses. The game is how do we coexist with bacteria and viruses? And the higher your body functions, the less you have to worry about it. The freedom that comes from functioning at a high level is, you can't put a number on it. Like, you don't have to worry about your kids all the time, 24/7. You don't have to worry about, oh my God, are they going to die from this infection? Are they going to die from this ear infection? Are they going to die from this and die from that? That's all fear-based. When you know that you're doing the right things to make them function, it is rare that you have to go into panic mode about it. Now, when shit hits the fan and something bad happens, we have an amazing emergency medical system, and that's where you go. But that's not your stop for functioning well.
For
day-to-day
activity.
That's not the stop for staying out of that system.
Right.
The way to stay out of that system is to make a new definition, which is I want to function at my best instead of just feel my best.
And you can only do that preventatively.
Right. Well, and to add into that, which Chad is making there too, is when you look at feeling versus function, there's people who feel really good that, you know, you hear about that person that goes in for a checkup and finds out they have cancer. Or, you know, I think the number one symptom of a heart attack and of death of a heart attack in men is death. You know, in like 60%, 70%, it's death. So you're talking about somebody that feels completely fine. I mean, we've heard about that marathon runner that runs every day and God, you know, drops dead of a heart attack. Well, if you're going to base your health purely on feeling, that's like a really bad indicator because you can feel fine and really not be functioning well and not even know it.
But what's, you know, in today's society, what is quote unquote fine? I think our mindset on health is so skewed as an entire mass population that people don't know how to recognize how their body feels. Like,
oh, I agree,
pumping all of these processed chemical, all these processed foods, no exercise, staying inside and binge watching TV or playing video games. Like, people just wake up in this fog and they think that's the norm. So, I mean, for the majority of people, especially in America, the baseline of feeling good has almost reverted to just pure intermittent dopamine drips. Like, that's the feel good. Like, they don't really pay attention to their body. If my stomach hurts, or I'm irregular with how I poop, or my pee is orange yellowish color, or my head always kind of has this hurt or a pressure to it, or I'm a little hazy. Like, people, and then they just grow accustomed to this, you know, and then they just see all these commercials on TV about, here, pump yourself full of this, pump yourself full of this, and the baseline of feeling good is way low to where they don't even recognize that they're not feeling good, even, you know. And then, and functioning well only happens when you push the limits of your body. Like, you can function well, you and I can all function well just sitting here and waking up and going to work and hanging out with friends and going back to bed, and it's just this, we can feel well in that aspect. But functioning well, you have to work out, you have to move your body, you have to go outside your comfort zone, do things that don't make you comfortable mentally and physically, you know. And then that's when you're like, okay, you know, I need to make an adjustment here. I'm trying to take this to the next level. I'm not functioning the way I need to. So let's cut this out or let's add this. And then you just kind of stair step it all throughout.
Yeah, we desperately need new definitions in our country. And the sad part is the definitions are right if you look in the dictionary. They're just wrong in our head.
Mm-hmm. People will say normal headaches all the time. Oh, I just get normal headaches. Like, a headache is not normal. That's your body telling you. You know, I always like the example of, you know, if you're driving in your car today and you leave here, Michael, and your check engine light comes on, what would you do typically?
Go run the codes on it and figure out what it is.
But what we do as a society is we like to get out the duct tape.
Right.
And let's put the duct tape over that check engine light and let's keep driving it. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just mask it. Let's cover it up. Let's not get, and that's what I love about the foundation of, you know, Chad's been here in Dixon for 24 years.
Almost
24 years. You know, doing what he does as well in his practice is like, we don't want to mask the symptoms. We want to figure out what is the cause of the problem. Like, why are you having this pain? Why are you having it? Let's figure that out so that you can go back to functioning at a different level. It's not about putting the duct tape over that check engine light.
Mm-hmm. To the station for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to book your next wedding or reception, baby shower or birthday party, conference or class, photo or video shoot, or even a live music performance, please reach out to Andy Truman at 336-693-4311. Or shoot her an email at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.